The boy doing cannonballs at the shallow end of the pool is several hours from his home in Reykjavik, but he'd be at ease at any of Iceland's 150 swimming facilities. His mother, Jenny Einarsdóttir, sits nearby, ruddy in the sun, but out of the wind that blows nonstop off the ocean. She says many Icelanders on vacation visit the local pools.
You get sort of yucky after traveling for a whole day. So it's very good to stop and camp or have a house where there are swimming pools around.
Iceland's pools are stocked by a water supply that's fresh and unlimited, running cold from glaciers and boiling hot from natural mineral springs. Most towns have lavish public complexes with 25-meter indoor and outdoor pools, towering water slides that wrap around each other like double helixes, and saunas. Icelanders seem to breathe in water as they breathe in air. Long dark winters and frequent rain don't keep Icelanders out of the pool, but it's sunshine they really love. In the town of Borgarnes, a dozen people bask, like seals, without sunblock or sunglasses, in a pool with 6 inches of body temperature water. Indridi Josefsson is the town's athletic manager. He says the shallow pool is intended for young kids, but adults use it as well.
It's very popular on a sunny day like today to grown-up people to go there and have some water in on the back and sun on the stomach, you know. It's very popular.
Most popular, though, in summer and winter are the outdoor hot pots. Shaped like blue cement commas, they gurgle with massage jets at temperatures from 100 degrees Fahrenheit, like a bath, to a heart-pounding 107. People chat here for hours, climbing out of the water to cool in the breeze, then dipping in again. Sibir Kristmansdóttir, a schoolteacher, watches through steamed glasses as her 2-year-old and her mother-in-law paddle about in the next pot. She says a stranger, and even a tourist, can join the conversation by talking about the weather.
Didn't you know that? In Iceland, we never say, how are you, or well, I'm just fine, how are you, stuff like that. We said, oh, what a nice day, or oh, it's not very nice today, it's raining. And we always talk about the weather, because we, in Iceland, were only farmers once, so everything depended on the weather.
The farmers in Iceland were mainly fishermen. In this century, the fish industry raised the national standard of living from poverty to middle class, bringing amenities like pools and long work hours. To help take the edge off the workplace, many people take pool breaks at lunch or in the afternoon. Jenny Einarsdóttir's husband, Thorodur Markus Thorudsson, says some Icelanders keep regular hours at the hot tub just as they do at the office.
In some pools, you have people meeting at certain hours, always. So it's almost a club. And some members of parliament in Reykjavik, they go to certain pools and you can see them there at certain hours. And then everybody can talk to them.
The extremes are special in Iceland. 6 months of darkness, 6 months of light, volcanoes and glaciers, and mountains that rise from the ocean. Icelanders do not live in as close contact with nature as they did in the days of the Vikings, but from their swimming pools, they've made a ritual of experiencing these extremes comfortably. By the pool in Borgarnes, Iceland, I'm Ellen Bikelis for The Savvy Traveler.